All right. Good evening, everyone. So to continue a little bit on the halachos concerning Pesukei Dezimra, so we began discussing the importance of being on time for shul or early for shul, that one should not have to skip around. But yet the halacha says that if one does need to skip and one does need to skip certain parts of Pesukei Dezimra in order to daven Shmona Esrei with the tzibur, they have the right to do so. So we'll get into the halachos or what specifically you can skip when and how. But the Kitzur says an important introductory comment. He says, "Ach, however, again, when it comes to skipping, birchas hanetilas yadayim, ubirchas haTorah, ubirchas alakayin shama, liolam tzarech lomar kodim hatfila." So as much as we will see that when you skip, you can always go back and say certain things after davening, there are certain things that must be recited before davening. If they're not recited before davening and a person ends up skipping, in fact, the person doesn't have the ability to go back and say them after davening. Those things specifically include the bracha van tzadayim, the actual bracha of the tzadayim in the morning. If you did not say that bracha before davening, you cannot say that bracha after davening. So meaning, let's say one washed in the morning, but I just didn't get a chance to say the bracha. So after davening, I can't go back and say the bracha. So because of the interesting technical issues of generally the need for the juxtaposition between the bracha and the maisa, even aside from that, Chazal only instituted the bracha of Alam Tzadayim when one is reciting it before davening. So therefore, if one missed that window, one cannot say it. Next is Birchas HaTorah. Now, Birchas HaTorah also can only be recited before davening, can't be recited after davening. Why? Because actually, we learned this a little while ago in some of the halachos of Birchas Kriyas Shema, that according to many opinions, one could discharge their obligation of Birchas HaTorah in the bracha of Ava Rabba. Because since the bracha of Ava Rabba, the bracha right before Shema, we say the same B'libeinu, Lahavinu Lahaski, Lishma Lomol Dolamed, we say Tochel Shparach, who give us the ability to learn your Torah. So therefore, according to many opinions, if you did not say Birchas HaTorah, once you said Ava Rabba, you have fulfilled your obligation. So once, according to some, you have fulfilled your obligation, you cannot go back after davening to go ahead and recite the additional brachos. And lastly, the bracha of Elokein Shama. The bracha of Elokein Shama, we call that Birchas HaTorah, but in fact, again, it's just said in juxtaposition to Birchas HaTorah. But it's really its own self-contained bracha. Elokein Shama essentially is a more elaborate Moda Ani. So Moda Ani, which again doesn't have Birchas Hashem, doesn't have the name of God, so I could say it immediately upon awakening in the morning. Elokein Shama is a bit more elaborate, but same idea, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me back my neshama. So interestingly enough, Mishdibur also brings down that if one did not say Elokein Shama before davening, one can't say it after davening. Why? Because once one has davened Shmona Esrei and said the bracha of Mechaya Mason, which according to many opinions doesn't just go on messianic resurrection, but it goes on daily resurrection. I'll ask, where is daily resurrection? Every single day I open my eyes, there's a Maisa Tchias HaMesim, there's a resurrection that takes place. Therefore, once I've said Mechaya HaMesim, I've gone ahead and fulfilled the obligation for Elokein Neshama. Therefore, I couldn't go back afterwards and recite Elokein Neshama after davening. Therefore, says the Kitzur, as much as we will get into the things that you can skip, for the brachos of Am Netilas Yadayim, Elokein Neshama, and Berchas HaTorah, one must make sure, even if running late, to be able to say those brachos prior to davening.